From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Comerica Theater in Phoenix, Arizona, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. It is great to be here in Phoenix. We've got Senator Jeff Flake, Republican of Arizona, joining us later to play our game. But first, we wanted to spare a thought for our friends back in Chicago and on the East Coast, buried under yet another miserable winter storm. And that thought is, it's 80 degrees and sunny here, suckers. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. You can't hear me because your power's out, too. So call us to complain or play our games. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Tracy. I'm in East Greenwich, Rhode Island.
Tracy, hello, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
That's great, and I want to ask this question to everybody who calls in today. How miserable is the weather where you are?
It's only moderately miserable here. We've probably got about 5 inches of snow today, and then it turned to rain.
I find that less than satisfying.
I'm sorry.
Well, welcome to the show, Tracy. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, it's comedian and host of The Moth, the last Tuesday of the month at Martyrs in Chicago. Show up. It's Brian Babylon. Hey. Next, it's a writer at the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Kiri O'Connor. And finally, it's a comedian performing at the Aladdin Theater in Portland, Oregon on February 23rd. It's Maz Jobrani.
Hi, Maz.
Hey. How are you?
I'm okay.
So, Tracy, welcome. You're going to start us off, of course, with Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. Carl's voice on your voicemail. Ready to go?
Absolutely.
Let us do it. Your first quote comes from a production insider at NBC's Olympics headquarters in Sochi.
The entire set was cleaned and sanitized.
The studio needed to be sanitized before Matt Lauer came in and took over for whom?
For Bob Costas.
Indeed, yes.
Eye.
Bob Costas. Every 4 years, we turn to the Olympics for drama, and the big drama of the 24 games in Sochi has been, what the heck is wrong with Bob Costas' eye? Was it pink eye? Had he died during the 2012 London games and was finally starting to rot?
They couldn't have done any, like, Hollywood effects or blue screen or type of avatar.
Like, give him a cyborg eye? That would have been
something.
Or they could have spun it better in the marketing department. Oh, the reason his eye is closed is because it's a tribute to the ring that didn't open in the opening ceremonies.
I felt bad. Or you know what? They could have spun it like, you know what? Secretly, Bob Costas' second job is, like, he's a daycare. He works at a daycare. And he's around a whole bunch of, like, you know,
little
toddlers
kids
who have, like, germs and stuff.
You know what?
Go ahead. Now it's so great because he can be the spokesman for Pink Eye. You know, he can do Pink Eye awareness events, to have galas, raise
yes.
money to combat Pink Eye.
He can be to Pink Eye what Katie Couric is to colon cancer.
Exactly.
It always happens like that, though. Remember, like, picture day? Like, that's when the pimple comes right
yep.
there? And this poor guy, four years!
Four
he could have gotten pink eye for 3 years, and it happened this one.
He was in his dressing room for, like, hours. Like, not today. Any day but today.
Meanwhile, back in the slopes, things were not going well for the Americans. We were even getting beat in the sports we invented, like snowboarding and pears figure eating. And things were really tough for the snowboarders. Not only did Shaun White fail to win a third Olympic gold medal, his nickname, the Flying Tomato, was stolen by Bob Costas's eye. Tracy, here is your next quote.
I guess they don't want to ask a 6'3", 260-pound defensive lineman if he was gay.
That was a 6'3", 260-pound defensive lineman who saved us all the trouble of asking and just told us this week that he is gay. Who is it?
Michael Sam?
Michael Sam. Very good. Yes. Michael Sam is a football player from the University of Missouri. He made history this week when he announced he was gay before the NFL draft. All previous gay NFL players announced it at the draft with the traditional French kiss of the commissioner.
But what if in 2014, I don't think they keep saying this is going to be a problem in the locker room. And for my friends who play in the NFL, they don't care about that. It's the people who care are like the Jerry Joneses of the world.
The owners and
the
stuff.
The owners.
Well, they never, you know, they never say it's I have a problem. They say, oh, you know, the players will have a problem. It'll be a distraction, right? That's the problem. It's a distraction. Like, your job, football players, is to throw balls and tackle people. How focused do you need to be? Gee, the ball is coming toward me in the end zone, but I can't stop thinking about what that gay guy does on dates. When they dance,
focus.
When he dances with his date, who leads? I don't know.
What are the gay guys going to try and like romanticize the locker room? Like,
well, that's the other concern. It's like
candles.
Oh, well, supposedly the players are like, I don't like being naked in a room with a gay man. What if he's attracted to me, dude? You're a 350-pound defensive lineman with a broken nose and back knee. I don't think you have anything to worry about. Okay?
You're good. But, hold on. That could be someone's type, though. Let's not even, hold on. You could be into the big back knee dudes. That could be your thing. BigBackKnee.com is some type of website.
You know.
And if it's not, you should get it.
Yeah.
Here is your last quote.
On the good ship Lollipop, it's a sweet trip to the candy shop.
Those words are from a song stuck in everyone's head this week in honor of whom?
Shirley Temple Black.
Yes, indeed. Shirley Temple Black. America's first child star and also America's last child star to grow up without going insane. Died this week at the age of 85. Her genius, Shirley Temple's, was knowing when to quit. Just after she stopped being cute and just before she got into cocaine, guns, and nude selfies.
And can I say the thing that's magical about the Shirley Temple? People don't remember this like me. She kept this nation together during the Great Depression.
You know? Remember this, Brian.
Peter.
You're older than you look. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, not all vampires are shimmery and in high school, okay? Sometimes they're hipster middle-aged black men. So, but no, I mean, I just think about today. What kid star could keep a nation together? Like, I doubt... Like, you know, the Miley Cyruses could do it.
I find that whole idea a little difficult to understand. It's like a nation is starving, 25% unemployment.
And Shirley Temple keeps us together.
And right, people are like, well, that's terrible. I have nothing to eat. But that small, curly-haired child tap dances well.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think, though, like, I think Barack Obama needs to sort of bottle what Shirley Temple had and help his approval rating.
Really?
Like, he needs to go on a Shirley Temple, like, musical tour where he, like, morphs her songs and things to help him out. He's like, animal crackers in my soup. Obama website goes loop-de-loop. And then he, like, says...
Bring the country together.
Country together, yeah.
That's awesome.
You don't sound convinced.
No. I'm thinking a bottle of Shirley Temple Black or a bottle of Johnny Walker Black, and I'm thinking...
I'll take that one.
Yeah. Carl, how did Tracy do in our quiz?
Tracy, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine or voicemail.
Well done. Thank you so much for playing, Tracy.
Thank you very much.